Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you an advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Now, our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, comedians, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, novelists, and it goes on and on and on and on. If they are working professionally in show business, we are definitely going to have them on this show to give you entertainment career advice. And we make sure that our guests are at different stages of their careers, from professional to beginner. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, you can either listen or download any of our past shows by going to our archive page on the LA Talk Radio website. So just go to Channel 1. It's a link, and there's a drop-down box, and you click Question Reality, and this takes you directly to our archive page. And our shows are also available to listen to for free on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. So again, just type Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, you have to go to a totally different website, which is our official Question Reality website, and that is QuestionRealityRadioShow.com, QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. And I also encourage you download our free apps for your Android and iPhone to be able to listen to all of our other exciting and informative shows that are on the LA Talk Radio website as well. So to download those apps, and we just got new apps. They're so fun, and we have an all-new revamped website. So just go to the homepage of latalkradio.com, and the app is located at the bottom of the page on the right-hand side. So you just got to scroll down a little bit. So there you go, excitement and adventure. And we have a fantastic guest. I was so thrilled when Carlos at Scribe Services Public Relations told me that he had this hot chick coming on the show, Christy Curtis. Now, I apologize. I did not ask her how she pronounces her last name. It's either Bus or Boots. We're going to find out. But it's Christy Curtis, B-U-S-S. We'll just say that. And let me give you the website now so that you can go there. It's Christy Curtis, B-U-S-S. I'm just going to .weebly.com. She also has a website, thestudioartofdance.com. thestudioartofdance.com. And she's on Twitter as Christy C. B-U-S-S. And I
want thank you.
I want to tell you a little bit about her. First of all, Christy, how is it pronounced? Bus or Boots?
Well, it's definitely Bus in L.A. I mean, if you're a little German, it's Boots. But Bus is definitely the Lakers' last name of the wonderful dynasty L.A. Lakers. So definitely okay. Bus.
Bus, yeah. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Christy. Christy, oh my God, she's just living the life. She is a former cheerleader with the LA Rams and the LA Clippers. She was choreographer for NBC Days of Our Lives, 18 years, choreographer NBC Passion, Sunset Beach, and choreographer for one of my favorite singers of all time, Leanne Rimes. She was
for the
tour. And let's see what else she did. She's done so much. I mean, it's a phone book of stuff. She's a dance captain and choreographer for the Los Angeles Rams, the Los Angeles Clippers, director of the Los Angeles Sparks, Bob Hope Super Bowl Special USO Tours. She is a regular fixture at the L.A. Lakers game, being the former daughter-in-law of the late Los Angeles Lakers owner Jerry Buss, and is currently helping underprivileged children achieve their dreams of becoming ballet dancers, as well as tap and other dances at her popular dance studio, the Studio Art of Dance. Welcome,
yes.
Chrissy Curtis.
Thank you, Priscilla. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. you are living the life and have led the life of like 20 lifetimes over. You live the life that everyone can only fantasize about. How lucky are you as a human
being? I'm so lucky. I am so fabulously lucky in my life, and I'm so happy that because I've had all those opportunities that I've basically touched so many people and students to hopefully live their dreams out too. So that's really been my goals up to this point.
Well, I want to tell you, Chrissy, can I say your whole name? I love your name. I feel it should be on a boat.
My life is Chrissy, yes.
Chrissy Curtis Buss. I love it. Chrissy, congratulations on the 20th anniversary of your dance studio, the Studio Art of Dance. Now, you celebrated the 20th anniversary with a lot of friends and celebrities at the Dr. Buss's Chairman's Room at the Staples Center, right? You just recently.
I did.
What was that?
Yes, it was October. It was in October, and we had such a wonderful time, and it was great to meet up with all the people that have influenced me up to that point to be where I was at for my 20 years at the Studio Art of Dance. It was great.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're so lucky. Now, Chrissy, first of all,
yes.
I have to tell you that I am still extremely irked because I wasn't born a Kardashian, and I know Khloe Kardashian is a huge Lakers fan, so you have to tell me, girl, do you know my fantasy family, the Kardashians?
Do I know them? Well, I know that Khloe was around when Lamar was playing for the Lakers, and she's a wonderful, wonderful person. Yes, she's definitely a sweetheart. I don't know them personally, but I have met them, yes.
Oh,
very
God,
sweet.
Why, Lord, wasn't I born a Kardashian? Why? Oh, my God. Well,
because you're you, Priscilla. You're you, and you are amazing, too.
Yeah. Don't want to be a Kardashian, damn it. Now, you are a regular fixture at the L.A. Lakers game, of course, being the former daughter-in-law of the late Los Angeles Lakers owner, Jerry Buss. Now, we got to know, honey, for all these single women out there, we got to know your secret. How did you meet your husband?
Johnny. Well, he's my former husband, but I met him because I was dancing actually with the Clippers. And one of my friends who was on the Clippers used to be with the Lakers and was a Laker girl. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you have to meet this person. I have to introduce you. And I'm like, we'll see. And actually, it all worked out. And that's how I met Johnny. And it was 25 years of our lives together.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, obviously, you're a drop-dead gorgeous woman. You're so beautiful. You really are. So
thank
obviously,
you.
When he looked at you, he was like, va-va-boom, right? But with him being in his position, I'm sure that he had his choice of many hot ladies. How did you end up capturing Johnny Buss's heart? What do you feel that did it for him?
Well, he's definitely a great man, and he loves his family with the sports, but his passion is entertainment, is writing music and doing all kinds of things that have to do with the arts. And actually, his father was very, very, very huge in the arts. I know that you did a lot of community theater, but his father supported theater all the time. And that's basically was the passion of Johnny. He still loves the passion of arts, and he loves photography, he writes music, he plays the piano. And I think with my background, that's how I connected a lot with him. And he actually dated Paula Abdul, so I think I maybe could have been a little version of her. I don't know. But it was just something that it just worked out. And I loved the family. And it was just the best opportunity of my life, really. I mean, Dr. Buss was the most amazing man I have ever met.
Wow, David Paula, but it was Christy?
It was me. He picked me. Yeah.
Christy, what was it like to join the Lakers family in the era of Showtime, you know, with Magic Johnson and all of those NBA championships?
Well, I'm a sports fanatic anyway, so it was just something that it was just a dream come true for me. It was just like living the dream of sports. And of course, then being in the family and understanding who they are and getting to travel and go all over the world and just basically representing the best team actually in the world. I mean, it was just the best thing that ever happened to me at that time. And just seeing all the games and being a part of it. And then at one point I did start, we did the Magic Weekend, which was when actually Magic came out with his HIV, and we did a big presentation for him at the forum. And I got, you know, 250 celebrities to the event to sign autographs and raise money for the awareness. And at that point, Dr. Buss wanted me to say, he asked me to, hey, can you work for me now? Because I would love more people to come to the games. So I actually was his celebrity contact to get him to get celebrities to the games. So I did that for a while, too. And they had dinner in the Forum Club, which was a really big event back then. And then they went to the games, from Jodie Foster to Arnold Schwarzenegger to just so many of them. And it was so wonderful to get that aspect of how people love the sport too and love the team. And it was a lot of celebrities too. So it was a great thing that I did back then.
Oh my gosh, that was one of my questions. I was going to ask you, who were the stars that you booked? I mean, you got to come to this. Who, like, name some of them. I'm all starstruck. Christy Curtis Boss.
I can see that. Oh my God, it's been so long. But I would get phone calls from Gene Kelly, of course, just you name it. They wanted to be at the games. Any celebrity wanted to be at the games. So I made that happen for Dr. Buss, because, you know, people don't think they could have gone. So I made that happen for even the celebrities that would have liked to come to the games.
Wow. That's a dream job. Who the hell wouldn't want to?
I know.
My God.
It was wonderful. It was a little bit of pressure. It was a little bit of pressure to make sure that they got there, and they said that they were going to be there and make sure they get there. But overall, yeah, it was wonderful. And those kind of things are putting me in the position that I am today to do the things that I want to do now in my future.
Exactly. You have all those great connections. Now, you were a former cheerleader of the LA Rams and LA Clippers. So my question is, I know that I'm a huge reality television show fanatic. I watch everything. I don't
Me
care
too.
What the hell it is. I watch it.
You're
going to
be watching mine, too, one day, too. I can't wait.
Well, good, because I am obsessed with them. I'll watch everything. And I know there was a show on recently, I cannot remember the name, but it was a show about taking girls and training them how to become cheerleaders, but I can't remember for which team. I cannot remember. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them on right now. There's like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders have one. Actually, the Laker girls have one on Time Warner, and then I believe the Clipper girls are starting to come out with a reality show on how to make it and stuff like that. And that's some of the things that I want to work on too, is how to become a dancer in all venues, all, you know, places that they want to maybe work. So that's something that I'm working on too.
Fantastic. Because I know when I was watching the show, it was really, really hard. And I mean, that.
It's not easy.
Yeah, people look at a lot of people who are not familiar with dance and they just look at it just to see it. They don't realize that it is a sport. As far as I'm concerned, it is a sport because the training, the vigorous training that it takes, again, I'm not a dancer, but according to what I've seen, it is very vigorous. And you have to have muscle memory when you get out there and remember those, because it's not only the training to get the muscles and the body in tune with the mind to remember the choreography. So I feel that it's a sport. What do you think?
I agree. It's an athletic situation that's going on. They definitely train like every day. They have to take class and all different types of dance, not just one thing. They have to do ballet. They have to do jazz. They have to do lyrical. They have to be on point. Just to be an all-around dancer for anything that comes up that they're training for or auditioning for. That's a huge thing. And I believe that is a sport. Because they train almost or more than some of the other sports out there.
I think so. Now, how realistic, in your opinion, not for a specific show, but from the ones that you've seen, how realistic is the training methods and the itinerary that they have for those girls who make the cut to become cheerleaders? Or at
I really believe that that's the stuff that has to go on to make it. I believe that's reality. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that they find drama in it, but I believe that it takes so much to come through on some of those auditions.
How did you first become, was it a Rams, the LA Rams?
I tried out for the Rams in 1980. I went down, actually I was dancing at Knott's Berry Farm, and I had to go get a specific size, a kind of shoe, and they had them at this place close to Orange County that I had to get the shoes, and then they had a flyer up of trying out for the Los Angeles Rams, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do that. So I did go down. There was over 1,000 girls there, and I was number one. So whatever happened, I would know in that instant between one and two if I made it. And I was just me. I've trained. I've been a dancer my whole life. And I just think that your inner spirit of loving what you do comes through. And with that, somehow it happened.
Wow. Now, you were also, you're a choreographer, I say now because if my information is correct, I believe you still are a choreographer for NBC Days of Our Lives, and you've been...
I've done Days for a long, long time. I think it's even longer, but my thing with Days is, like, I worked the show so much back in the day when I think soap operas were a little bit more... they were just more popular in terms of, you know, the budget for what they wanted to do. And I'd work so much. I do very small things right now, not as much as I did, but I've been working the show for a long time.
Well, Christy, I didn't even know that they danced on the soap opera.
I know. That's what makes it great. Because then it's realistic what you watch. Because
I'm curious, and they have the close-ups of the face. I've never seen anybody dance on soap operas. That really
if you know Bo and Hope, I've done all their weddings. They got married a few times on the show, and I did their wedding dance. Or there's a scene of fantasy, and there's somebody passing away, but they did a dance before she left him in his arms. I mean, I do things like that. It's been a wonderful journey of how they used to create scenes for me coming in and choreographing, and then the youth side, they used to have, you know, dances, and I choreographed the young kids on the show too, to bring up to date what was going on at, like, the dances that people did when they were in high school and stuff. So I did a lot of that too.
I got it. I see now. Now, you were choreographer for one of my favorite singers, Leanne Rimes, for the Leanne Rimes Tour.
Way back in the day, she was actually 15 when I choreographed and went on the road with her. I went on the road for 3 months with her. She's like a voice from God.
She is so, oh my gosh, I remember when she was just a little girl. She was so cute. Yep. So, yeah, that's yep. 15, I think that's when she was discovered around that time, I think, I'm not too sure.
She was already popular then. She was already, she won a Grammy. She was on tour. She had a lot of hits out then. She was just a baby though. So yeah, I wanted to help her move on stage as well as, you know, help her with just even some of her choices of her diet when I was working with her. So we did a lot of mm-hmm. that too. So not just dance, but exercise, because I have a fitness background, and basically helped her with her choices of how she worked out as well as what she ate. And slowly but surely, she definitely obviously is who she is today because of those, you know, those choices that were made back then.
She is a beautiful, beautiful woman. Beautiful.
Yes.
So you were a dance captain and choreographer also for the Los Angeles Rams and the LA Clippers. Now, I got to ask you, what is the difference between a dance captain and a choreographer as far as, you know, the duties and stuff?
Well, the choreographer makes up the dances, but basically when you're on the field, you become the person that tells them what dances they're doing. You know, just they're just more coaching while they're on the field. So the dance captain does those kind of duties.
So there's always a choreographer. The choreographer actually stages and comes out with the dance, and then the dance captain is the one that's out there on the field, kind of.
Or on the court, on the court. Yeah, just, court. You know, running the practices, stuff like that. Because every game, there's different groups dancing, mainly in basketball, but like, so you have to do different formations based on who's dancing that particular night. So those kind of things come up because you have to have somebody leading that. And the choreographer is usually not there, but if you're both, then it makes that even twice as nice because you basically made up the dance and then you're telling them where to be in their spots.
Wow. That sounds technical for sure. My Lord.
it's okay. It's not that hard.
It's like, yeah. You know, when you watch all of those girls out there on the field, it's sort of like you're having a rocket moment because, you know, with the rocket, there's so many of them and it's got to look good. And I don't even know how. I can't even fathom how somebody would do that as a dancer and also someone who choreographs that. That is like blows my mind. Now, you are, and I'm excited to talk about this. You were part of the Bob Hope Super Bowl Special USO Tours. First of all, how did this happen? How did you meet Bob Hope, or how did you become part of those tours?
Well, when I was with the Rams, we had opportunities to do tours. And so I did 8 actually USO tours all over the world. And then at one point, Bob Hope was going to do a TV special and asked certain dancers that used to travel on USO tours to accompany him. So we did. I did 8 days around the world and 72 hours in the air, and that became a TV special.
Wow. Now, what did you do? Were you part of the dancers that danced in the background with him, or was it like an opening act? Or, you know, what?
Well, we were one of the acts that performed in front of 5,000 on a ship or on a base. We went to the Philippines. We were all over Beirut. So we definitely toured and we performed in front of many, many soldiers at the time. And in fact, what's so great is I had a sign up at my... Okay, I'm back.
Okay. I'm sorry. So you said we got cut off when you were...
Yeah, I was saying that I had a sign on my studio that I did the USO tour, and one of my dancers, who was a very young dancer, her dad was on the ship when I performed with Bob Hope. It was so crazy to hear that. It was wonderful.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Yeah, so that was really, really cool.
Now, what was Bob Hope like? I know you got to meet.
Wonderful. Yes, I did. Yes, I actually was picked to do a skit with him out of all the girls. So it was a little bit more intimate than the other girls got to do. But it was so much fun to work with him and work on a little scene. And he's just he was a wonderful, wonderful gentleman, you know. So it was really, really, really epic to meet him.
What was the memory that you have that was most impactful about doing the Bob Hope tours? What do you remember?
Knowing the impact that he had on so many soldiers and people that were, you know, fighting for our country. I mean, it was so easy for him to just walk out on that stage and just be the man that people looked up to, knowing that somebody's out there looking out for these guys and women all over the world that are protecting our country. And he just had that niche. He just knew how to do it. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful process that to see him do what he did. It was just natural. He was a natural.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
As we slept on his cue cards on the C-130 flying backwards. That was our beds. Yep.
Oh, God.
Yep, we made it through. I don't know how, but it was wonderful.
Obviously, you went to so many countries. That's amazing.
Yes.
At the height of when it was happening, in the heyday, that's just amazing that you even did that. That's
definitely
crazy. Now, you are known for helping underprivileged children achieve their dreams of becoming ballet dancers. And I wanted to ask you how that came to be. How are you doing that?
Well, I have I have my studio, and, you know, being, as we talked about through even the beginning of our conversation, the life that I lead and who would not want to be in my position of having all these wonderful things happen to me. And so I cannot live that life without giving back. So there are people that, actually so many families that can't necessarily afford to bring their children to a dance class. So, you know, I look outside of my box and I try to really help so many kids that don't have the opportunity to possibly go to dance. And I make sure that they can come to my studio and take class. And it's been such a rewarding thing for me. It's not just ballet. I really think for kids, it's the tap aspect, learning downbeats and rhythm and stuff like that, that they can use for so many other things that they do the rest of their lives, even if they don't dance. It's just learning music and understanding discipline, understanding just, you know, studying how you focus on somebody to teach. There's so many aspects to young kids learning how to dance. So, you know, just the ones that cannot possibly come to class, I try to make those things happen for them.
What are some of the other types of dance that are taught at your dance studio?
We do tap, ballet, jazz, hip hop, lyrical, classical point, and there are other avenues of people renting my studio that do tango, salsa, West Coast swing. So I do have a lot of different things that come through the studio.
Mm. What? How big is it? Like, what's the square footage? How many rooms do you have?
Oh, I have a 3,200 square foot studio and a 2,700 square foot floor, and not many places have that kind of floor to be able to train. And so my dancers get the best of the best when it comes to having space and movement to learn. And it takes it to the stage a lot faster and easier because I have a really amazing dance floor.
Now, is it just for kids, or do you have teens and adults?
I have adults. I have all my adults are listening right now, so they want to make sure that I say they come to class on Tuesday, Thursday, jazz and ballet. So, yes, I teach adults, too.
Beginners, intermediate, and advanced?
It's all levels. At that time, when you're just wanting to just get in and dance, I let all my levels come in, and somehow I make it work for all of them, and they go to their levels, and I push them to where they're at.
And I understand that your winter session just started on January the 4th.
Yeah.
Is it, so it's obviously too late if anyone wants to sign up.
No. I bring a friend next week, and I bring in students whenever they come to me. I never deny anybody. Because I make it work.
bring, I like that. Make it work like Tim Gunn. Bring a friend week, January 11th through the 16th, and I understand that they can bring a friend, and if they sign up for their appropriate class, that you will waive their registration and you will give $25 off the next semester. Is that correct?
For the person that brings the student in. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Priscilla.
You're welcome.
Yep.
I just hope it's right.
Yes, it is. It's perfect.
That's a good deal. Starting from January 11th, so that's tomorrow. So January 11th through the 16th. If you've been, and this is the perfect time, because what is better than January? I start everything in either January, the first of the month, or on a Monday. So everybody makes those New Year's resolutions. I don't use the word resolution. I use goals and objectives. And one of them is to take a dance class. But, you know, I think everybody should start, especially if you're in the entertainment industry, if you're an actor, voiceover actor, not a dancer, because obviously you take classes, but if you want to be a dancer, it's a perfect time for you to start in January. So I would highly recommend that you take advantage of Christie's Bring a Friend Week. So is that just for Bring a Friend? Like, what if they wanted to actually start? Would that be applicable?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
So if you come and you sign up for your class, they will waive their registration and give you $25 off the next semester. I think that's a fantastic deal. Everybody needs to start dance classes because you need it. You need that, especially if you plan on being a triple threat in this business. You need dance, right? Singing, acting, dancing. So everybody go to that website, the studioartofdance.com, and sign up for those darn classes. And you get to meet the gorgeous, amazing Christie Curtis Buss, too. I'm sure you roam around there. I mean, I know you can't teach every single class, which brings me to my next question. Which classes do you teach? Because I know you have teachers that do every class, but which ones do you specifically teach?
Well, I teach mostly the adults, and then I'm mainly in all the classes in and out. Basically, I've been doing this again for 20 years, and so what I'm trying to do now is pass it on to my students, who are now most of my teachers, and with that, it's exciting to see them reach their goals of wanting to be, you know, part of a studio and maybe own a studio one day or take over my studio one day. That's what I'm working on too, is getting them all to those levels. And with that, it's now my freeing up my time to reach more personal goals for me, because after 20 years, I still want to venture out and do a lot more things. And I'm a creative person. You know, I want to bring out the best in people through other avenues of doing what I like to do, which is bringing out the best in them. It could be in anything.
I heard that you either had or were about to start a career as an actress. No, I think you were an actress and you turned businesswoman and philanthropist, right?
Well, I've studied acting. In fact, through knowing what you've done at UCLA, I studied in UCLA. I took some acting there with a longtime wonderful man, Ivor Francis, who Jeannie Francis's That's his daughter was on General Hospital forever, but I took from him at UCLA, and I studied with David LeGrand. So I've had a really nice background in acting, which I would still like to get into. So I'm working on stuff with that, and I'm also working on things that I would like to possibly produce and do things for other people that are trying to do things like get into dance, like modeling. My niece is a model, and she's just now pursuing her modeling career. She's actually staying with me. And what does that mean to get into modeling? Like, I'm so interested on how she needs to do her thing to make her goals work. So those, like, it's like everything is like so, you know, out there for me to reach for and help other people too, like this show is about. And I mean, I've worked with ice skaters. I work with basketball players to bring out the best in them. And so dance is put me to this level of having my studio, letting my students hopefully be able to take on what I've done and bring it to another level too, as well as me reaching for other personal and wonderful dreams ahead of me. Because we're getting old.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We want to do our thing.
I know, we're in a race for time, right?
Right, we don't want to waste any time.
No. Now, I know, that's what I was going to ask you. What types of projects do you think you're going to be producing? Are you talking about like short films, feature films? Is it films involving dance? Or are you talking about producing?
Well, you love your reality. You love your reality. Yes. And I'm working on a few things with reality, along with a documentary on my life. And I'm really looking to reach out to the Netflix of the world, and they're, you know, looking for original content. And, you know, I have dance videos on Netflix right now. I have Soap Star Workout on Netflix. So it's a kind of a nice family to probably reach out for, because my goals are big, like Oprah. Like, I want to reach out and touch so many people in so many different ways. And having the dance background that I did, having all the opportunities that I did with the Bush family, and all the creative things I even did before I met Johnny, you know, I was doing a lot in the industry. So I want to take all that I know, all my knowledge, and bring it to another level.
Oh my God, it must be so exciting.
I don't want to stop.
Oh, it's so titillating. Well, count me in, girl. If you need anybody to work for you for free, I am so talented and on so many levels, and you got me. You need somebody to be there for you. Because you know I love
Wonderful.
Reality, so count me in.
I know. So that way you won't be talking about Kardashian. You might be talking about my life as Christy.
That's right. I'm there. I will be helping you produce.
Thank
it
you.
For sure. Seriously, count me in. And I'm telling you, you know, I am extremely like professional, but I like to add the fun. You got to keep it fun. You got to keep it fun. So you do. You really do. But you have to still maintain professionalism. So we'll have a good time, because I can tell that you're a party girl as far as having fun, not like cocktailing it up. I'm not talking about that, but I can tell that you like to keep it fun. So that's something that I think that you will you'll maintain.
Most definitely. Yes.
So
thank you.
I love dance shows. Now, my favorite being So You Think You Can Dance and Dance Moms. Now, I know that they're two totally different shows, but I don't know if you've watched either one of them, but if you have, can you tell me or tell us how realistic they are in terms of dance techniques taught?
Well, So You Think You Can Dance, is that what you said? Or is that the one you said?
Start with that one. Yeah.
So You Think... I feel like that show is very... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They don't obviously, So You Think You Can Dance, they don't teach you how to dance, but as far as the rigorous schedule, let's talk about the, you know, the schedule and the realism of that show.
Well, obviously those dancers are amazing, and they've already trained to the level of being able to get in front of choreographers, you know, all over the world to help them bring them to another level on the show. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I had one of my good friends is Chucky Clay Powell. He did a number for So You Think You Can Dance. And it's just working with the best. And if you are going to work with the best, that means that's going to be easier. If you really want to get some jobs in the industry, that's the challenge that they put you through so that you're ready for those things. And I agree with that. I feel like they definitely work up to the task.
So that schedule that they have, because some of those, when you watch that show, I mean, some of those people, they drop out because it's so rigorous that, and I don't know if that's the same schedule you would have if you were a dancer, say, preparing for a Broadway show, but it looks really, really, really strenuous to the point where they...
Well, it is strenuous. It is strenuous. Now, a Broadway show could be different, though, because you have maybe a few months to work on it. But if it's a show that the Academy Awards, it's like you audition and you're doing the show within the week. Those are the things that happen. Yes, definitely. So it just depends on what you're doing.
I just, my God, they're just people that are so impressive to me, too, and being so young. My gosh, I just can imagine how they're going to be when they're older, their level of professionalism. Now, obviously, I'm not a dance teacher, but when I look at the kids' dancing technique on Dance Moms, and then the young dancers who, granted, are a little older than the kids on the show from So You Think You Can Dance when they audition. But it seems to me like those dancers on So You Think You Can Dance are so much more coordinated and agile and experienced and passionate and graceful and elegant, with the exception of the little girl Maddie, who's on Dance Mom. I think she's quite a great little dancer. My question to you is, are these kids being trained correctly, and not just on Dance Moms, but on all the dance shows that they have? Are these kids, from what you see, are they being trained correctly as far as the way they're being talked to, like Abby Lee Miller?
Oh, those are two different things. So you think you can dance is one thing, because they're obviously a little bit older. But the Dance Mom things is all about the drama and who can fight with who, and really less on the talented kids that they do have, who are probably already, you know, young, great dancers who probably auditioned for the show, you see. So, you know, I think it's all about drama at that point, but you still are watching amazing dancing.
It's more about the Dance Moms, hence the title Dance Moms. It's not Dance Kids.
Yeah.
It's focused on drama. So it's more. So from what you can see on that show, do you feel that, you know, Abby Lee Miller, let's talk about her, dance teachers like her, do you feel that that's the way that they talk to the kids and they really treat them?
I really don't think that most people do that. I mean, I really don't think that dance teachers are like that. I think that there's very, very disciplined dance teachers. I have one at my studio. Her name is Charmaine Jordan, who works with Megan Trainor, Britney Spears. She just got off the Broadway live show of The Wiz. She doubled the star in that show. And she's a very, very amazing dancer and a great teacher, and she's very disciplined, and you can be afraid of her, you can be afraid of me when you walk through that door, but there is a level of integrity, and that's what's missing in that part. But when they finally get to the dance part, then you're at least seeing some kind of art being done.
So the Dance Moms, in your experience, moms aren't really like that. That's more like for television.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure that there's some. I mean, let's just put it this way. I'm sure that there's some, you know, 10% of truth in some of that, so they make it really, really over the top. Because there are competition in parents on some levels when there's a competition school and stuff, but I really don't feel like it's to that level. Okay. But again, question. You know, when you have somebody like Maddie, who's an amazing dancer, and then she gets to do some great video and stuff like that, then you have to appraise that because she's gotten opportunity. The kids are getting some opportunity, but they're very young and they're very young bodies. So those bodies are going to change. And so sometimes it happens too soon. And I dealt with that also with ice skaters, where they're young and they're very little and they can jump triple jumps. But then when their body changes through their puberty and grow up, they can't do the same thing. So sometimes being too much into their training, and really not understanding the growth that they need to do, those things have to balance out. I'm a believer in balance.
What do you feel is the first dance that you can recommend to parents for their child to start out with as the best dancing foundation? People say ballet, people say tap. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, and I think I spoke it before, is the tap-ballet combination. So you get a little bit of the learning how to listen to music, learning eight counts, learning the downbeat, learning rhythm, and then they get to express themselves and learn a little bit more of them, who they are within what they want to do in the ballet section at 3 years old, 3 to 5. And then when they get a little bit older, you can add a little jazz in that.
Okay.
That's what I do at my studio, and it's been very successful.
What's the difference between East Coast and West Coast swing?
It's just basically the style of when they jitterbug or when they move. It's just different from East Coast to West Coast.
Yeah, there's a big battle.
Working on a different beat.
It's like the Crips and the Bloods. I tell you, I didn't know it was so intense. I met some East Coast and some West Coast people, and I'm like, oh, my God. They're like, West Coast is best. East Coast is best. Oh, Lord. Okay, so last question. And this is all about the fun. Who do you think was the best male, female, and duo dancers of all time, and why? That we would know, obviously, like Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Gene Kelly.
Okay,
Donald Turner.
I think Ann Rankin was one of my favorite dancers because she was more of a triple threat. I really enjoyed her style and the way she moved, and I really, really, really look up to that. And then, of course, Gene Kelly's my all-time favorite all-around dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because there's... Pardon me? Duo?
Like Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers.
Oh, then we have to go there. Definitely the duo path is Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Absolutely.
Oh, yay.
Nobody dances like that anymore.
I know. My gosh, you don't see the couple in dancing.
No.
Question for you. You have to come back on the show after you start working on either your reality show or your documentary, because we want to promote that. And what is the very last thing that you want to say to your fans, to anyone out there listening? Whatever you want to say.
I just say reach for your dreams, live, love, learn with your heart and soul, and you can become whatever you want.
Absolutely. Well, Christy Curtis Buck was on the show today. She is a legend. She is, in my mind, I'm going to just call her a legend. That you definitely have to meet. She has proved herself on this earth. She is a contributor to humanity. She is a philanthropist. She is a wonderful person. Obviously, you can tell that by the genuine interview she's done today. And if you want to meet her, I highly suggest that you get on the website, thestudioartofdance.com, and sign up for her classes. And hopefully she'll be roaming around the studio and you can get to meet her yourself. So thank you so much, Christy Curtis.
Thanks, Priscilla.
And thank you so much. And we thank everybody for tuning in. We'll see Christy on the show hopefully by the end of the year. Maybe she'll get these projects up and running soon. And we'll
let's
have
go.
Tell us what she's on.
Thank you. Let's go. Thank you. Have a good evening. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.